It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. State Senator Keith Wagner wants to make prisons safer.
The Department of Corrections, I have a facility in my district that I represent all the people there, the inmates and the corrections officers. And I have gone there on several occasions. I see the facility needs work, and I want to provide the safest environment for all the people there. So I learned about a pilot program that the state had done at a women's facility, body scanners. And at that time, I think there's a fresh report out now, but at that time I was told that they discovered as much contraband in 2 months as they had typically in an entire year of strip searches and pat downs and all the typical procedures. So that struck me. And I thought, well, if we're going to do another one, I'd like to do it in my district. And then someone came to me and said, well, what do you think about doing them every place that it makes sense? And I said, well, that's a fantastic idea because it makes a safer environment for our corrections personnel. But what it really does, so when you're talking about prisons, my philosophy, you know, prison is part punishment, but mostly rehabilitation. And if we're not keeping people in an environment where they can be rehabilitated, for example, when drugs are smuggled in and weapons are smuggled in, other types of contraband are smuggled in, they're not in the best environment to be rehabilitated. So I see this as a safety and rehabilitation tool. It's a moral obligation that we do the best we can for our inmates and we do the best we can for our corrections officers. And we've seen in past years a lot of errors. Now, it's a big organization. It's hard to keep your finger on the pulse of everything, and errors are going to happen. These errors were very grave, though. Certainly, leadership is accountable for those accidents. So I'm not saying they take direct responsibility or wanted bad things to happen, but they are accountable. But my approach is less about, you know, whose fault it was. The families of injured people will want to know whose fault it was, but my approach isn't about fault. I think Secretary Sinclair has already made some good progress and tried to change some things, and I believe that he's dedicated to seeing those changes through, but I want to see things codified. So it doesn't matter who's in that top position or who's in leadership positions, that the process is the same across the board and that everybody's accountable. I have a bill that will require Department of Corrections to meet their own requirements for hiring. So we saw a woman hired who Department of Corrections knew at the time was not qualified, yet she got the job. And these injuries and deaths occurred under her watch. So again, whether there's a direct correlation, I can't make that claim that it wouldn't have happened under somebody else. But at least we can eliminate a possibility by requiring DOC to meet their own requirements for jobs. And the second element of that bill is standardizing procedures for medical care for our inmates so that we know across the state that there's a procedure and a process that every inmate is eligible for and that when they're ill and they need care, that they're going to get it as soon as possible. Some of these people waited weeks for medical care, and I don't know of any ailment that the prescription is, well, wait until it gets worse and then we'll see you. That's not how medicine should be approached for anybody.
Wagner says the people who work at the Monroe prison brought him up to speed as soon as he was elected, which was several years after a guard was killed at the prison.
The Teamsters run the Department of Corrections officers. They came to me and kind of educated me and brought me up to speed on the type of job they do. Of course, I was already cognizant of some of the things that had gone on. I always like to mention Officer Jamie Bindle so that she doesn't get forgotten in this, but Monroe has had, you know, some rough times in the past. And I want to give those people who work there in a very dangerous job the tools that they need to be as safe as they can be in a dangerous environment.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.